So I know every banker in this room is interested to see how you think about how the economy is going to develop over the next 12 to 24 months and what key risks and opportunities should they be thinking about and looking out for as they're thinking about how to shape their businesses going forward.
Well, I come with some good news this morning, and Treasury, because of the Schumer shutdown, will not be able to release the exact numbers, but the CBO jumped the gun a bit, and it was on Bloomberg this morning that the deficit for this fiscal year ending September 30th will be slightly lower. When I went to see President Trump 2 weeks and more importantly, the deficit to GDP now has a 5 in front of it. So according to the CBO numbers, and we don't have the Treasury numbers yet, the deficit to GDP will have fallen from about 6.5%, which was the highest when we weren't at war or weren't in a recession in U.S. history, to 5.9%. When I went to see President Trump approximately 2 years ago to tell him that I'd like to come out from behind my desk and get involved with the campaign, he looked at me. First thing he said, "Scott, how are we going to get the debt and deficits down and not cause a recession?" And we're on our way.